Every day is an opportunity to design, build, and live your dream life. Join us on Designing Your Life today. Get strategies for achieving goals that boost your business and energizes your life. Get insights for economy-proofing both your life and business. I'm Pat Counsell, everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, and my goal is to help you reach yours. Get connected with other power achievers and stay in the know by requesting the Power Up Today newsletter. Simply text the word Power Up to 42828. That's 42828. Also, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media outlets by visiting designingyourlifetoday.com. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Counsell, and this is Magnificent Monday. Wow, it is July 9th. Time is really moving quickly. So if you have not achieved the goals that you set for this year, or if you haven't even gotten started, or if you're kind of not even halfway there, you know what? Today's a great day to get started on that road to achievement. Today we're going to talk about letting go of limited thinking and how you can free yourself to achieve. One of the main culprits to goal achievement, or that prevents goal achievement, is limited thinking. Now, of course, the main culprit is not taking action. But you know what? Limited thinking is often what causes us to kind of stop taking action, or prevents us from taking any action at all. And it makes us sabotage our own success, our own desires, the things that we want for our lives. So today we're going to talk about letting go of limited thinking. Now, first of all, let's talk a little bit about limited thinking. Limited thinking, it's something that comes from each individual. So you can stop it at any time that you decide to stop it. The limitations that you place on yourself, that's rooted only in what you believe about your ability, what you believe is possible, what you believe you deserve. So limitations can be rooted only in unbelief. In other words, if you set a goal to earn $100,000 or $200,000 or even $1 million, and you can't even get to $20,000 or $30,000 a month, or, well, to get to $100,000, you need to do at least $8,333.33. So if you can't even get to $7,000 or even $5,000, then there are some limitations that somehow you placed on yourself, because limitations that occur in your life, sad to say, but those limitations are rooted in your own personal beliefs. Some people believe that they can only go so far because of their gender or their color, or because they feel like they were born on the wrong side of the tracks. I mean, what the heck is that? I mean, come on. You guys can do anything that you make up your mind to do. And there are no excuses for achieving or for not achieving. You want to step up to the plate and give yourself the permission to really make your life happen, to make those goals become very real. The life you want to have, it can only become real through you. And when I say through you, that means you have to do the work. You have to buy into your idea of success, the success for your life. What does it look like? Have you ever really taken the time to define your success for your life? Have you ever taken the time to kind of map out, even in your own mind, what a magnificent life for you would look like? See, here's the thing about that. When you can do that, you're willing to write it down. You're willing to commit to it. And that's what our Live with Purpose organizing planner is all about. It's amazing. I mean, it's a 14-month calendar that's included in there, but it also has a daily schedule. And there are places for you to write out your goals and to do some mind mapping so that you can really gain a very clear picture of what goal achievement looks like for you, or what a magnificent lifestyle would look like for you. When you're willing to take the time to do that, to write things out and to follow through in that kind of meticulous manner, then that says that you're very serious about the goal that you want to achieve, and you actually believe that you can have whatever it is you've been talking about. I mean, but the thing is, how do you tap into this amazing life that you want? There's something that we all want. There's a certain level of life we want to go to. How do we tap into that? Well, I'm going to give you three points for that. And we're going to have a short show today, but it gets straight to the point. Okay. First of all, you tap into the life you want by not holding back. You want to really examine yourself. Are you really holding back? When someone says, hey, you know what? If you do X, Y, Z, this will take you to down the road you want to go to. This will help you achieve like you've never achieved before, or the goals that you always want to achieve. Do you come up with excuses? What do you say to that person? Okay, what is your comeback? Do you say, well, you know what? Oh, I wish I could do that, but I'm not like you, or I'm not like this person. Or you see someone who's famous and you go, wow, what an amazing life. I wish I was more like them. Listen, if you want to tap into the life that you want, let go of that limited thinking by being you. Being yourself, because you're amazing. You're magnificent just as you are. You never, ever look to imitate someone else. And I know sometimes motivational speakers will say you want to emulate someone's success. And we sometimes confuse that with imitating that person's personality, their behavior, the way they dress, the way they talk, the way they carry themselves. No, you need to bring you to the table to really get the life that you want, to really feel empowered about your life. Whenever we live in someone else's shadow in that manner, there's nothing wrong with learning from someone, okay? Because we all learn certain things about success from different people. But there's nothing wrong with that. But whenever you start to imitate someone else, what you're saying is they're better than you, they're smarter than you, they know more than you. And as a result, you're automatically putting yourself in second place. In life, none of us are in second place. You know, my thought is that we all have different roles that we play. So it's not about being in second place or second to someone or in awe of someone. The object of the game, of course, is you want to always respect that person's talents, respect what they brought to this world, respect what they're doing, respect their courage. Now, you can learn from that. So you learn what you need to learn. But at the end of the day, the authenticity that you bring to this world is just as magnificent as anyone else. So you really want to tap into your own magnificence. Okay, because we need your authenticity. We need the person that is you. So you were put on this earth for a purpose. So step up and step out. Let go of limited thinking. Let go of thinking that someone else is so much better than you. Learn what you need to learn. See, it's not about being better. It's about understanding that perhaps they've traveled the road that you're traveling and you perhaps want to learn from them. Okay, that's a mentorship. That's not you're first and I'm second. That's a, hey, I'm on my way too, but I'm here to learn, but I'm going to bring my own brand of magnificence to this world. So you want to practice being you. And yes, we sometimes have to remind ourselves who we are, and we sometimes have to practice that so that you're not a follower in the sense that you're following someone else down a path that truly is not fully your path to follow. So that's the first point. So never hold back. The second one is the way you express yourself in daily life. That's going to determine how far you go. So in other words, if you're busy being someone else, taking over their life, so to speak, then you're only going to go so far. Because I remember watching American Idol years ago when Simon Cowell was on there. And there was a lady on there who came and she sang beautifully. And he asked her a question about what singer did she think she sounded like the most. And she named that singer. And he said, you know what? But I want to hear you. What do you sound like? You're doing a really great job of imitating that singer. And he said, we already have one of her. I want to meet you. And that's really what life is all about. It's about, we already have that person. There's already a Bill Gates. There's already an Oprah Winfrey. They already exist. They've already blazed their trail. But we want to meet you. We want you to express yourself fully. So the way you express you, the magnificent you, the authentic you in daily life, that's going to determine how far you go. Think about it. All of the people that we can call by name or we recognize by name, even though you've never met them, these people have their own identities when it comes to success. And we kind of know what they're famous for, right? So bring your own brand of success to the table. How do you get to kind of figure out what all that is? That's the beautiful part about journaling, planning your life, having an organizer and watching your daily actions. And you're going to see some kind of picture forming, a picture that shows you that you are on fire and making it happen, in which case your results will reflect that. Or you're going to see a picture that shows that you're doing a lot of creative avoidance where you're not really doing the work that's making you money. So you really want to pay attention to your life. And again, I've got to plug our Live with Power organizing planner. It's amazing, you guys. All of the different information that's in that planner, it's going to ask you questions that make you think. It allows you to look at your life today. It allows you to project forward. So it's really great. The mind mapping, I'm super proud of that part of that journal. So it's really awesome, you guys. So you really want to check it out. You can go to designingyourlifetoday.com right there on our homepage. You can click on it. You can see pictures, some of the pictures of what's in it, and you can decide if you want to get one. By the way, if you do want one, I only have a limited number of copies because this is the first time offering this type of journal. So once we sell out, that's it for this year. And then you're going to have to wait until 2019 to get the 2019-2020 journal. There it is. The journals will be shipped actually during the months of September and October, so you can have them before November, because they actually start in November of this year. As you guys know, anybody that's been listening to this show for beyond a year, you know that we start planning our goals for the next year in October, November. So this journal is set up to start in November. The final point as we wrap up for today is don't be afraid to stumble or make mistakes. So you can't live this unlimited life. You can't allow your thoughts to truly flow if you are afraid of making mistakes. If you're holding yourself back and thinking, wow, you know, I'm not going to do that because what if I mess up? So what? You mess up. Listen, I have stumbled, okay, and I've fallen a lot of times to the point where I've fallen and I don't know if I'm going to be able to get up. But you know what? I make myself get up. And there's a great saying that I carry around in my head sometimes, or I carried around during that time. And Les Brown, I heard him say it. And he said that when you fall, he says, if you can look up, you can get up. And I always say that if something happens to me and I say, you know what, I can look up so I can get up. I'm always going to be able to get up. Okay. Except on that day when I pass away and, well, I'm passing on to something different. Okay. To another life. But that's a whole nother story. That's not what this is about. So don't be afraid to stumble or make mistakes, because you will continue to grow through that process. That's a part of our learning process. And sometimes we make mistakes that we think, oh man, I'm never going to recover from this. But understand this, hey, if you can look up, you can get up. So just be open to learning and be aware of what you're supposed to learn from these mistakes, from these stumbling blocks that you run into, and the times that you fall. Be aware of what you were supposed to learn. It's okay if you have like a 3-minute pity party, but you know what? Shake it off, acknowledge the lesson, shake it off, and move on. Now, here's the thing. I will say this, that when I had my stumbles or any time I've fallen, you know, I'm a person that likes to journal and I like to keep things organized. And as a result, I've always, well, as far back as I can remember, I'll say, well, no, not really. As from the time I became a business person. I'll say it like that. That's when I took the time to really pay attention to planning my life. And so the Live with Purpose Journal is going to make that so much easier for you. I wish I had that or knew that information way back then. But hey, it is what it is, and I am where I am today. And I'm excited about life. But the point is that you want to journal your life, write it down, and read back over things that you've written. And nothing will show you better as to how to overcome challenges and how to get back on track than if you have can go back and look at your daily schedule and see what you did for the last month or so. If you're not making the kind of money you want to make, making the kind of sales, building the kind of business, even building the kind of relationships that you want to build, you know what? Go back and look at your planner and you'll see based on what's in that. That's going to tell you, you know, if you spent quality time with friends and family, with your loved one, your spouse, you know, it's going to tell you what you did or didn't do. You're going to see a really clear snapshot of your journey to success, and you're going to know where to make changes. So journal, you know, your life and read back over the things that you've written so you can see those areas of growth where you need some growth, where you, areas that you need to pay attention to. And you'll also see opportunities for achievement based on the goals that you set. So this is the beautiful part about letting go of limited thinking. One thing, too, I want to say this as we wrap up for today. One thing about planning your life and really kind of keeping it, putting it in an organizer like that. One thing you're going to see is you're going to see where you've been placing limitations on yourself. Okay, I'm going to make 3 calls a day. And you see that you've made only 1 call. Okay. And as a result, you're not achieving the financial goals you've always wanted to achieve. So now you see what's going on with you, right? Of course you do. Now you know you need to actually make the 3 calls, or you're making 3 calls and you're still falling below the mark. So now you know you need to up your game and meet more people because you need to make 5 calls. You need to make contacts. You need to collaborate, make those necessary connections so that you can get to where it is you want to be. Hey, listen, you guys, that is all I have for you today on this magnificent Monday, except to remind you to go to designingyourlifetoday.com. Check out our Live with Purpose planner. You'll see what some of the pages are like on the inside of that journal. I'm super proud of it. It's really nice. So check it out. And you can order your copy today. And once we sell out, that's it for this year. Maybe next year, you know, we'll have more. But right now, I committed to only a limited number of copies. And so they're going to sell out pretty quickly. And if I can get more, I will. But I'm not sure I will be because of the timing of it all. So go. Don't be without your journal for 2019. Be ready in November 2018 because it's July. But you know what? It's almost July 15th. So August will be here before you know it. With that being said, you guys enjoy this magnificent Monday. Let go of any limited thinking. Free yourself to achieve bigger than you ever thought you could achieve. Just go for it. Move that fear out of the way. Don't be afraid if you make a mistake. Laugh it off, shake it off, and move on. That's what life is all about. And that's how we do life with power and become more magnificent.